Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore S500 companies through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on TE Connectivity Limited, a global leader in connectivity and sensor solutions. TE Connectivity provides products and services across various industries, including automotive, aerospace, and industrial applications. We'll dive into how behavioral finance influences their business strategies, DEI initiatives, market adaptation, and how they compare to other players in the technology sector. Let's get started.
TE Connectivity operates in a rapidly evolving technology sector. From a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like overconfidence and status quo bias impact their decision-making, particularly in areas like technology development and market expansion?
Overconfidence bias can influence TE Connectivity's technology development and market expansion strategies. This bias might lead them to overestimate the success of new technologies or markets based on initial positive feedback or early successes. As a result, they might commit significant resources to projects that appear promising but face unforeseen challenges or competitive pressures. Status quo bias is another relevant factor. It refers to the tendency to prefer things to stay the same rather than change. For TE Connectivity, this might manifest in a reluctance to adopt new technologies or enter new markets if the existing solutions are performing adequately. This could limit their innovation potential or delay their response to emerging market trends.
Addressing these biases helps TE Connectivity make more balanced decisions about technology investments and market strategies, ensuring they remain competitive and innovative.
Exactly. By recognizing and managing overconfidence and status quo bias, TE Connectivity can make more informed decisions and better navigate the complexities of the technology sector.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion day at TE Connectivity. How do DEI initiatives intersect with behavioral finance for a company in the technology sector?
DEI is vital for TE Connectivity in building a diverse and inclusive workforce, which can drive innovation and improve overall performance. From a behavioral finance perspective, DEI initiatives can enhance the company's reputation and appeal to investors who value corporate social responsibility. A strong DEI commitment can lead to a more engaged and productive workforce, as diverse perspectives contribute to better problem solving and innovation. For investors, DEI efforts signal that TE Connectivity is focused on ethical practices and long-term sustainability, positively impacting their market perception and investment attractiveness.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI efforts when evaluating companies, recognizing that a diverse and inclusive workforce can lead to better business outcomes and improved performance.
Precisely. By integrating DEI into their corporate strategies, TE Connectivity not only strengthens its internal operations but also enhances its market position and appeal to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to market adaptation, TE Connectivity operates in a sector with rapidly changing technologies and customer needs. How does the company adapt to these changes, and what role does behavioral finance play in this process?
TE Connectivity adapts by staying ahead of technological advancements and responding to evolving customer needs. Behavioral finance helps them understand market sentiment and make strategic adjustments. For instance, if there are shifts in customer preferences towards more sustainable or innovative technologies, TE Connectivity might invest in new R initiatives or adjust their product offerings. By leveraging insights from behavioral finance, they can anticipate market changes and respond proactively to maintain their competitive edge and drive growth.
TE Connectivity's ability to adapt to technological advancements and changing customer preferences is crucial for maintaining its position in the technology sector and ensuring continued success.
Exactly. By applying insights from behavioral finance, TE Connectivity can navigate market fluctuations and technological shifts, optimizing their strategies for long-term success.
Now, Let's compare TE Connectivity to other technology companies like Intel, Texas Instruments, and Broadcom. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Each technology company has distinct behavioral finance dynamics. TE Connectivity focuses on connectivity and sensor solutions across multiple industries. Intel is known for its semiconductor innovations and dominant position in the microprocessor market. Texas Instruments specializes in analog and embedded processing, while Broadcom is a key player in the semiconductor and infrastructure software sectors.
Understanding these dynamics helps investors evaluate the relative strengths and strategies of each technology company and how behavioral finance influences their market positioning.
Exactly. By comparing these companies, investors can assess which providers' strategies align with their investment goals and how behavioral finance impacts their performance and market approach.
To sum up, TE Connectivity's approach is influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through technology investments, DEI efforts, or market adaptation. These factors play a crucial role in shaping their market position and investor perception.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides valuable insights into what drives TE Connectivity's performance and where potential opportunities and challenges lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.